righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted. It's identity. It's labels. It's who we are. And then, in the reading from Revelation, this is one of my favorites. It says, who are these robed in white? Where have they come from? These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. There's an identity there. And it is not just individual identity. It is identity as a group of people who love God, who follow the way of God exemplified for us in Christ Jesus. We are inextricably bound together as saints. And then we have the reading from 1 John. And I thought that Carmela read it beautifully, that first verse, because she put a question mark at the end of it, as if she couldn't believe how wonderful this is. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. That's how she read it. I'd never heard someone put a question mark at the end of that sentence, and it immediately sparked in me a sense of awe and wonder that that is what we are. We are God's children now. We are not members of anything but of one another and the body of Christ. That is why we come together out of our busy lives, out of everything that is happening out there. We come together in this place to be part of one another. And the really important thing to remember is that not only are we part of this group, we are part of all those who have gone before, all those who will come. We are part of all those around the world, not just in one place. Popeye, that famous, Popeye the Sailor Man, that famous cartoon character said, it was his catchphrase. He said, I am what I am. And he'd have his pipe hanging out of his mouth. And he'd talk around that. I don't know how he did it. I am what I am. And so I woke up this morning. I'm adding a few things in here. I woke up this morning and I went, oh, it's pouring rain outside. And my husband was not too happy because he's playing in Packer band today, and so he has to march around the stadium in the pouring rain. So he wasn't overly happy about that. But I woke up thinking, I'm remembering my baptism. And not just mine, but the baptism of all of you, all of us. It binds us into one. It makes us children of God because that is what we are. What we will be has not yet been revealed. For me, this is telling me that there is more to come. Not just somewhere far off after I die. There's more to come here. I am not yet finished. Neither are you. Last week I talked a little bit about the now and the not yet, how we are both saint and sinner at the same time. And even though when we're sinners, God still loves us enough to say, I'm here for you. Believe in me. We are both individual and communal. We are both saint and sinner. We are both citizens here and citizens of heaven right now. That is our legacy. But there's so much more for us to be doing here. So much more for us to become. And then we go back to our litany. The example. Mindful of all those choice souls who have gone on ahead of us, teach us and each 21st century disciple of every race and place to follow their example to the best of our ability. What can we commit to? To feed the poor in body or spirit? All those names we read, I want you to think about how those people did that. And how are we doing it now? To support and comfort the mourners and the repentant. There are some here for whom that grief is very, very fresh. And there are some of us who still have that lingering drag on our souls. To encourage the meek and stand with them in crises. No one left behind. To affirm those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We all cry out. To cherish and learn from the merciful. We have learning to do. To be humbled by and stand with the peacemakers. Sorely needed. And then the response is, from all of us together, let us clearly recognize what it means to be called the children of God and to know that we are your children, not by our own inclination, not because of what we do or say, but only by the call and the healing holiness of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Do you ever really think about the words you're speaking? That is a declaration of faith. And it is a declaration of trust in your baptism. That although we are saints now, we have a long ways to go. And so we look back and we recall those whom we have loved. We recall those whom we maybe don't even know. And we think about those who are yet to come. And we think about what we might yet be in this place as members of one another and members of the body of Christ. We give thanks for the saints of God. Amen.